Hello, partners. We're going to be talking about how to change the way you feel about money. Now, whenever someone says they're going to help you change something, change is going to be good or bad. We're going to look at it through the prosperity lens. Sound like a deal, Kim?
It does. And I'm going to add an additional caveat, and that's feel about money. Isn't that a little woo-woo?
Well, I think that we're going to not dive too far off because you base everything off of principles. That's what's going to be great.
And as we know, the first principle of prosperity is to think, and this means turn your brain on and really delve into money as an idea mentally. So I think all we're doing is adding the value of delving into it emotionally as well. And I've recently, through a company called Trend Hunter that I found out about many, many years ago. It's owned by a very young person. And this company's just exploded in the hunting of trends that they do worldwide. And while some of the trends absolutely make me shudder, some of them are very, very interesting. And one that has come to play, and I'm actually going to hire them to do some specialized research on this, so we'll have a little bit more to back up what I've already become aware of, is that there's been some proof of late of the neurochemical, so neuro meaning brain, the neurochemical relationship that we have with money. And it goes like this. If you want to have good results with your money, you want to do something with it daily if possible. Now, of course, this would probably mean just like on the business days. And you want to make sure that whatever you're doing with it is followed by love. And so the research that I heard about, and like I said, we're going to pay to dig in a little bit more on this, and I can't wait to share it with our listeners, is that, for example, if you feel like you have plenty of money and you're just, quote, managing investments, that you do it with love. On the mid side, if you feel like you have some money and some earnings, but not lots and lots, that all of your actions that you're taking are done with love. So that's probably the bulk of our clientele. So I'll elaborate on that one a little bit. So let's say you're paying your life insurance premiums every month. Do it with love. Let's say you're making a mortgage payment every month. Do it with love. Don't do it with fear. Don't do it with trepidation. Don't do it with an eye roll. Don't do it because you feel like you're forced to. Do it with love. Literally, the adding of that emotion to the action that you're taking will help you appreciate what you have already. And as we know, what we appreciate appreciates. And then if you feel like you're on the other end of the scale where there's mostly debt and, or maybe you know people that are dealing with improper cash flow or that kind of thing, even they can start to make progress in this area by changing how they feel about money, learning what they need to learn about it, taking action daily. So we brought up earlier our BJ Fogg, author of Tiny Habits. So this is a tiny habit. If it's a dollar, if it's a $20 bill, if you're a child and it's a dime, but to move money every day with love. And so maybe that literally means, you know, money in a jar or money in a savings account moved every day with love. And the focus, and this goes back to last week's podcast, the focus on that action, number one, and then the result that you're getting is like a freedom to appreciate and love money, even if you don't feel like you have enough of it. And my question to you is, if you don't do that, how are you ever going to have enough of it? Because if you're not appreciating what you have already, it's pretty tough to get more.
How do you unpack and look at the word love when it comes to money?
Well, I mean it literally in the form of like getting excited, like, okay, it's the 15th of the month. I get to pay my life insurance premiums, as opposed to the premium is due again. So that's an example. Or, you know, on a simpler fashion of, I don't feel like I have a good opportunity fund yet. Like, I've got emergencies handled, but I need to build an opportunity fund. Well, I don't really feel like I have extra money to do that with. Yes, you do. Start with 10 bucks a day and literally go get enough cash that every single day you can do the physical act of putting 10 bucks in a jar and love that. Celebrate it. Like, make a big deal of it. And maybe it's you have $1,000 a day that you're moving, then go online and move it and love the action. Enjoy the signing in. Ideally, do it in the morning so that it impacts your whole day. And that way you're saying to yourself and anybody else that's listening, this dollar or this $1,000 or whatever it is a sign of movement. Moving money is good. It's one of the seven principles of prosperity. It is a sign of appreciation. And that's what I mean by with love, as opposed to with fear or with a sense of obligation. Because when we do things in a mode of fear, we know that we don't get as good of results. When we do things with a sense of obligation, we're never going to have our heart into it. And I mean that literally. And I think the most common emotion associated with heart is love. And I know this sounds potentially really out of left field. And yet I've just seen over time that when faith or love, maybe faith is an easier word for people to think about, is applied to money and the things that you're doing with the money, then it makes all the difference in how you feel. And it is absolutely worthy of taking the little bit of extra time to make that happen. And you can automate it without a doubt, but you still want to think about it. You still want to have the action take place with the emotion, which is this, like I said, coming to me from research, not research that I did, and I will make it available when we get it finalized, proof of that neurochemical relationship with money. So I think people would say you have a conscious relationship with money that we're all aware of. You have a subconscious, and then you have a neurochemical in it. It's an even deeper relationship with money that is the emotional side of it. It's the heart side of money, not just the mind side.
You just said something that kind of clicked for me that I think may click for other listeners.
Oh, yes. Tell me.
So this is something that is thousands of years old principle. It's biblical. And in different passages in the Bible, they talk about how the servants should interact with their masters. And they say that you should have singleness of heart.
Right.
Well, this is what's happening right now. You're aligning yourself with something much greater. And that, depending on the relationship, that can be a servant-master relationship. It's kind of interesting to think about in that term.
It is. And it is, I think, instructive too, that this theory is so steeped in biblical teachings, because there are a lot of people that turn to the Bible as a source of guidance. And it's one of the reasons we all love the book, The Richest Man from Babylon, is how much it talks about. You know what? This is going to make me dig back into that book and see if all of the suggestions, which, as we know, they talk about paying yourself first and some of the other things that we recommend. I'm curious if any of the suggestions speak about the emotional impact of making decisions, but also feeling the decisions when you're making money changes.
I guarantee you're going to find it.
I love it. I'm in.
Because that's what we're focusing on. And guess what? It goes back to the same principle you just mentioned, that if we use love and we focus on love when we do this, it's going to grow and multiply. I mean, I don't know if you could, we couldn't have written a script for this, for it to go this way, Kim.
How fun.
This is wonderful. Listeners, thank you for joining us in conversation today on this podcast. If you do have listener questions, or in fact, I think what may be really helpful for this episode, if you have an example where you have started or in the past have used love as you pay your bills, as you do your things, share those with us. We would love to hear those. Send the email to hello@partnersforprosperity.com. If you haven't done it yet, make sure you take that effort and try it out. Test using your money with love that way, and then tell us the results. Thank you for listening to another episode with us.
Thank you for listening to the Prosperity Podcast. To take control of your money and have it work for you, visit us at partnersforprosperity.com. If you liked this episode, make sure you subscribe and leave a review.